702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
And as we do every Saturday morning before the 9:30 sports update, we talk DIY with our decor and DIY expert, founder of homedesign.co.za, which is where you can always find everything we're unpacking during this conversation, during this segment. That's Janice Anderson of Home Design. Good morning, Janice.
Morning, Rafiwa. How are you this cold Saturday?
Listen, I'm not complaining at all. This is much better than last week, so I'm a very happy person. Oh. No complaints. I'm well. Thanks, Janice. So this week, you're giving us some tips on making sure, how to make sure that our pets, our dogs specifically, don't destroy our lawns. How do we discourage them from digging up the lawn? And you're saying this right now is the best time to fix this when grass is dormant. What have you got up to
That's
sleeve?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure many people have noticed as well. I've noticed in my garden, spring seems to have sprung.
Can I tell you what? Exactly that. I was in the garden yesterday and my peach tree was a veritable hive of bees just buzzing away. Yes. And I'm like, how has this thing flowered already? Are we taking crazy balls?
I think the weather is becoming so confusing these days. But the reason I thought, well, let's talk about lawn, is because if the plants are thinking it's spring, it won't be long before the lawn starts thinking
it's spring.
Who are we
to argue?
As well.
Yep. All right. So what do we do to make sure that as we move into the warmer months and, you know, with expectations of a pretty little garden to hang out with, to hang out in, how do we make sure our dogs don't dig it all up?
Well, the thing is, you'll never stop dogs from digging. No matter what you try, you'll never stop them from digging. And I know female dogs as well, if they urinate on the garden, that also tends to burn the grass. So I thought today, or this time of the month now, before we get spring, is the best time to repair those dug-up patches or reseed a bald lawn or whatever problems you've got with your lawn. The best time to do it is now while it's still dormant.
Okay. And your tips on, okay, so first of all, repairing those holes, right? That's the first port of call. What else do we need to do in terms of lawn care and lawn repair before spring and the summer?
Well, first of all, dig out those bald patches. If you've got Kikuyu lawn, which most people have, you can buy instant turf, or if you prefer, you can seed it now. Water it a little bit so it's got time to grow or establish itself before spring comes. Generally, just go along your garden, see where it needs to be repaired, take it out, fix it up. A quick tip for everybody as well, I had one dog that used to think he could dig to China in my flower beds. So what I did was I actually just put a layer of chicken wire underneath the soil, and he soon learned, hey, I can't dig here anymore. So... Just a little trick there that I tried. Also, if you've got lawn as well, you can put some landscape fabric down if they have a particular spot, and then put the grass over the top of that just to prevent them digging deep holes.
Well, you know what? I have a feeling you did not have the Rottweiler, incidentally, called Bambi that we had. Nothing, absolutely nothing would deter him, including, you know, a sapling or just a well-established tree. He went to town.
So, that's why I say you can't stop them. They're going to do what they're going to do, even if you do train them.
Yeah, okay. So now's the best time to just fill up those gaps. Go get some topsoil, that spade, and strips of instant lawn if you need to. But repair time starts now.
Yes, or pop into the nursery and buy some seedlings.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, give me a shout on 31702 if you've been listening to my conversation with Janice as we prepare for spring, as we prepare for the warmer months. What's happening in your garden? As I said, my peach tree is in full bloom and the bees are on there. It's intense. And Janice is also experiencing the same thing. I was actually quite surprised, especially coming out of this cold snap. Bees and a fruit tree is in bloom is the absolutely last thing I expected. Janice, thank you so much for those tips. And of course, everyone can find that blog post on homedesign.co.za. All right, check it out on there. That's Janice Anderson, our decor queen.